Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And from collegiate to pro sports, the sports calendar is in full swing. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate this year's football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new players a chance to bet on any of this weekend's pro football games at 100-1 odds. That's right. All you have to do is bet $1 on any football game this weekend. Your team wins, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any football game this weekend. That's code KSN for new players for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means we have our buddy Ross Tucker coming in. Ross, I mentioned earlier in the show that this week is a big week for the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're adding affiliates in Reading, Erie, Scranton, Allentown. And for our new listeners, I just want to let them know who Ross Tucker is. You had a great college football career at Princeton, two-time all-academic, all-American at Princeton. We won't hold that against you. 7-year NFL career. You're now a college and pro football analyst with CBS Sports Network, Westwood One. On Westwood One, you're going to be doing the Ravens-Bills game this weekend, the playoffs. You also host a great podcast, appropriately named the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and you're also a great follow on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. Ross, did I miss anything?
No, I think that's it. I think that's all that really matters. I'm pumped that we're on all these new affiliates. That is fantastic. I love Pennsylvania. I love all the cities you named, Allentown and Erie, and of course Reading, you know, where I grew up, born and raised, Reading, Pennsylvania, Wyomissing to be specific. So I love when we get in on all these other cities around the state.
And you know, one thing I did miss in your resume, and I know it was different this year, you had to miss this past season, but typically every year you do the high school football Pennsylvania State Championship game. So I can't forget that. Anyway, we call this segment of our show Tucker's Tape because Ross is a fanatic about watching football tape. He gives us some great insights into the Penn State football. And this week, Ross, what I wanted to do was ask you about two players that made the decision to return to Penn State for another year. And those players are wide receiver Jahan Dotson and safety Jaquan Brisker. First of all, were you surprised at all that both these guys decided to return?
I was. Yeah, I was a little bit, Jim. In fact, I thought there was a pretty good chance that they were both gone. You know, Dotson had an unbelievable season. And I don't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth. Like, on the one hand, it's hard for me to imagine that he could do much more than he did this year. On the other hand, you know, you watch Devontae Smith at Alabama, the Heisman Trophy winner, and he got significantly better from last year to this year. You know, he went from a guy that was considered kind of a one-trick pony and a deep threat to a guy that really became a complete receiver and is going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft now. So I think there's probably more there for Dotson, especially if Penn State can get better quarterback play. And if he can improve as much from his junior to his senior year as he did from his sophomore to his junior year, now he's very much on everybody's radar. You know, now everybody's aware of him. It's a really good wide receiver draft again this year. I'm not sure if next year's quite as good. This year, everything I looked at, there was at least 10 wide receivers considered better than Jahan Dotson. I got to think going into next year, he'll be considered one of the 10 best coming back into that year. So I think it probably makes sense to him. You know, if you get a chance to be a first or second round pick, it's a big difference between that and third, fourth, or fifth. Big difference in terms of not only the finances initially, Jim, but what that ends up meaning in terms of that organization's commitment to you, right? Like if you're drafting the first or second round, you're going to play. Like they are going to get you on the field. Third or fourth round, you kind of have to really earn it. You know, they're not expecting you to play right away. You're kind of more of a depth guy and maybe you can earn it down the line. And so I think that's a big difference. And somebody probably told him that. As for Brisker, you know, Brisker's a guy that I saw have been invited to the Senior Bowl. And I thought he had accepted the Senior Bowl invite. So as soon as I saw the Senior Bowl invite and I thought that he accepted, I thought, well, that there goes that for him. You know, he's gone. I think you could make a very strong argument, Jim, that he was Penn State's best defensive player. I mean, Shaka Toney did a lot of good things. Jason Alway did a lot of good things. But I think if you look at game to game, impactful against both the run and the pass, I think you could make a pretty good argument for Brisker. I really do. And you want to talk about another guy that made big strides from his junior year, his first year from Lackawanna Junior College to this year. He made a huge jump, and I think he probably believes – he can make an even bigger jump next year. And similar to Jahan Dotson, as opposed to having a situation where it's like, okay, yeah, he had a good year. Next year, he'll go into the season, you know, being a Thorpe candidate and being one of the guys that's really talked about and talked about as a potential high pick for next year, which I think helps him.
Where would each of these guys have gone in the draft? I know you don't know exactly where they would still have to go through, you know, all the testing and so on. But as of right now, where would they be drafted this season if they declared for the draft?
I think from what I had heard, I think probably third to fifth round. Third to fifth round, which is a big difference, by the way. That's a wide range when you get into the compensatory picks, et cetera. It's a pretty wide range. You know, you look at like the top 100 lists, which is essentially three rounds. Their names aren't in there and were never in there. So if they really impressed somebody and they were able to do something that really jumped out and wow, we really like this guy during the pre-draft process, maybe they could sneak in to the late in the third round. But I really think, Jim, they'd probably end up going maybe late third, but more likely fourth or fifth. And then you're really not even guaranteed a year. I mean, you're very likely to be on the roster that first year, but you're fighting an uphill battle. You know, if you get drafted in the fourth or fifth round, they are not expecting you to contribute that season, which means you kind of have to have an injury in front of you, or a guy has to play really poorly, or you have to flash and be unbelievable during training camp, or maybe you do enough that year that the next year they like you. But then what happens sometimes is, like, let's say they don't like the starter and he leaves via free agency. Well, they could very easily take a receiver in the first round the next year, right? Because they think, well, we need one. We don't have anyone. So the organizational commitment based on where you're drafted, or in my case, not drafted at all, is very noticeable, very noticeable. And I think Penn State probably did a pretty good job. I know because I've talked with guys that have been through the process with Penn State. I've talked with players and families that, you know, Penn State doesn't, and I respect this, they don't push really hard to try to keep guys. They really, because they want the guy that they want the guy to want to come back. You know what I mean? Like, they lay out the information. Of course they want them back. You know, they make that clear. But they also want, you know, the player to make and the family to make what they think is the best decision for them. And they say, hey, we would love to have you back. Here's where we're hearing you get drafted. Here's the pros and cons of going. And I think for those guys, the chance to get up in, I don't know that either one of them would be first round picks, but the chance to get up to the second or third round, where it's a much different, much more significant organizational commitment, I think was a really significant and makes a difference. I think if you're going to get drafted in the first three rounds, or you feel you're a total freak athlete and you can go from being a second or third rounder to maybe a first rounder. Otherwise, let me state that again, Jim. I think if you're going to go in the first three rounds, you should probably go. Unless you're going to go second or third round and you could, you know, you got the ability like an Awe to maybe have a huge year and go like in the top 10. I think an argument could have been made for Awe to come back. Because as it is, I don't know that he'll go in the first round. I think he might go late first, early second. And I think there is an argument for him to have come back because he's a guy with a really big year, could have maybe been a top 10 pick, and the money gets really significant when you get there. For these guys, for Brisker and for Jahan Dotson, I think it's more they probably would have been fourth or fifth rounders, and now they have a chance to be second or third rounders.
Ross, let's talk about this from Penn State's perspective now with them coming back. You mentioned Brisker may have been considered their best defensive player. You could argue Jahan Dotson was the best offensive player. It's not only a case of their talent in coming back, but they're in positions of need, right, at wide receiver and safety.
It's a great point because, you know, if they lost – Brisker, we haven't heard anything definitively on Wade, whether he wants to use that extra year or not. But if they lost Brisker, they might be down to Jonathan Sutherland, Jair Brown, and freshman at safety position. And if they lost Dotson, then it's pretty much all young guys at receiver. Parker Washington, Keandre Lambert-Smith, etc. So I think it's gigantic for Penn State for next year that those guys came back. Absolutely gigantic. And you're right. I mean, arguably their most impactful offensive and defensive players at big positions of need. It's a really big early win for Penn State for 2021 season.
Real quickly, Mike Yurcich coming in as new offensive coordinator. How much does that affect Jahan Dotson in his decision to come back, and how much will that change how he's used next season?
Well, I'm sure it had some impact on Dotson, and my guess is that, you know, they sold him on him getting the ball even more. I don't know, though. I'd be a little skeptical if I were Dotson, just because how much Kirk Ciarrocca got him the ball. You know, I mean, he had his breakout year with Kirk Ciarrocca. He knows that system, and now he apparently has to learn a whole other one.
All right, that will be it for quarter number two. Stay tuned. Next segment, we get a chance to ask Ross your questions. Stay tuned.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new players the chance to bet on any of this weekend's professional football games at 100-1 odds. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN for new players to get a shot at $100 on any football action this weekend. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with MetLife Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.